Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are out there on the globe. Yes, this is it, another wonderful podcast. We're on episode number 6 for WordPress plugins from A to Z with your host, John Overall. And I'm here to discuss another great plugin with you today. The plugin we're going to be discussing here today is called Gravity Forms. Now, the reason I ended up with Gravity Forms, let me give you a little background on this. We're on G, of course, so G for Gravity Forms. But anyway, little background on it. What happened was I used to use C Forms in almost all my websites I produced. C Forms was a great plugin, produced some really nice simple forms, which is pretty much all I ever need. I never took advantage of some of the advanced features of it. They were just too much for me to set up. But what happened was recently when setting up a client's website and when working with my own website, I was noticing some issues with being able to create posts in different areas using the additional taxonomies and custom posts for WordPress. And I couldn't understand what was happening. Well, on one of my client's sites, we were setting up an e-commerce store, and this particular e-commerce store has a fantastic interface but uses custom posts. And for some reason, I couldn't get it to display right. It would bring up the posting area where you enter the data, but it wouldn't bring up the editing box properly. It wouldn't bring up all the editing buttons and everything. So I had to go through. I figured, okay, it's got to be another plugin. So I went through the hassles and rigmarole of turning off all the plugins until I found the culprit. Turned out the culprit was CForms. Every other plugin was just fine. So it got me thinking, well, I'd been having a problem, like when I did that podcast a couple podcasts ago about the events manager that I now have on my website, I was having that problem with there, and I thought, I wonder if CForms is creating a problem there also. So I thought, well, I better go check it out and find out. So sure enough, I turned off CForms, and boom, it started working fine. So I went, okay, and then another site that I'd been having troubles with, turned off CForms. Well, it turns out CForms has some problems playing well with others, so unfortunately I had to do away with it. So I was faced with the ultimate dilemma, I need a new form manager plugin. Well, I had been working recently with Gravity Forms, setting it up for some other people, and I thought it was a great plugin, worked really well. The only thing with it, of course, is it's a premium plugin, it's a paid plugin. You don't get it for free. So I thought, well, what the hell? Let me give it a shot and give it a try and see what it works. Well, it turns out it works pretty nice. I like the plugin quite nicely. So we're going to go ahead and tell you a bit about this plugin. So of course, the first thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to go get yourself a copy of Gravity Forms. And you can use the link in the notes to take you over to Gravity Forms. Of course, that link is an affiliate link, just to let people know. So you click on it, I make a couple of bucks. Hey, everybody's time is worth something, including mine. So you follow that link, go on over to Gravity Forms, check them out. You can get the plugin for as little as $39 for one website, or you can spend $199 and have unlimited use of it. So it's all up to you. The plugin is also GPL, so hey, that's all good. If you're into modifying crap, you can do that with it also. So it's actually a pretty nice little plugin. The plugin is useful in numerous ways, aside from creating just your standard contact form. So let's get right down to nuts and bolts, and we'll tell you all about what you got to do, of course, to get it up and running and installed. First thing you do is you go buy it, download it, you get a copy of it, store it on your local computer, and in the usual manner, you will log into the administration area of your WordPress administration box. Go to Install Plugins, Add New. When you get to the Add New, click on the Upload button. Once you click on the Upload button, brings up the box. You go click on Browse, go find the plugin wherever you've stored it on your computer. You could have stored it, who knows, here, there, anywhere, you know. Hopefully you start to build yourself really useful things and store things in a really good spot and make it easy to find stuff, you know. Some of us do, some of us don't. You know, I get lost occasionally, forget where I put something. That's why I'm rambling on right now, of course, because I forgot where I put my plugin. So once you find it, you go upload it, click the install now button, does its magic behind the scenes. We love the magic of WordPress. Chumpity chumpity chump, boom, habada habada poof, it's all there, it's done. Mwah. All right, I'm losing it. For me, it's late in the evening. So you click on Activate Plugin, and you've activated Gravity Forms. Now what you do is, first thing you want to do is you might want to update it. So you go click on the Gravity Forms thing. It produces a brand new menu in your system called Forms. And when you find that menu, where'd it go? Haha, some of us have it, some of us don't. It's supposed to create the menu, but it forgot to create the menu. So you hit refresh on your screen, and then the menu will be there for you. So what you have to do is you have to go click on the settings for it, and it will ask you for your license key. Throw your license key into it, then you can get your updates. If you want to use the reCAPTCHA is pretty nice. There's other ways around it besides that, but you can enter your reCAPTCHA information here also. And it'll also tell you what your installation status is, whether your PHP version's up to date, your MySQL, your WordPress version, your Gravity Forms version, blah, 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 let you know whether it's all up to date. So once that's all done, you of course click Save Settings, then do the update if it needs it. If not, maybe you've got the most recent version already. So then what you do is you're going to have to create some forms. To create the form, you simply click on New Form. Now I'm going to walk you through two simple forms here, and I'll let you know couple of the uses. Of course, I used it for my contact form, and I wanted to use one of the more advanced features of Gravity Forms, which there's a widget that comes with it that you can throw into your sidebar to display any Gravity Form you've created. Well, you can go create a great one called Tell a Friend. And you can display that in your sidebar, or you can throw it right into the post. As you see, I threw it at the bottom of this post. It's a tell a friend form, you know, so people can automatically tell their friends. Just share it right there. So anyway, you'll create your first form. Go click on New Form, and it'll bring up the window for Form Editor. Now, Gravity Forms is different than every other plugin I've used. It uses some wonderful Ajax and makes it really easy with a whole slew of custom boxes and advanced fields for your form. I mean, if you look at the form editor area, you've got your right-hand area or your left-hand area where you've got an untitled form. If you mouse over that, it gives you the box to go ahead and edit it and give the form a title. So you can give the form a title. In this case, I gave my form the contact form. And over on the right-hand column side area is where your fields are located. And we'll briefly run through all of the fields here and tell you which ones I know about and which ones I don't know about, because I haven't worked through all of the advanced settings of Gravity Forms yet. But I am working through them to find out what they do. So anyway, we'll start with the standard fields. If you've ever created forms before, you know that there's a standard set of fields you will use, such as single line of text, a paragraph text, a drop-down menu, checkboxes, a numbers, multiple choices, a section break, then the hidden fields, and then HTML fields. So that's actually kind of a really cool one, the HTML field, because what that allows you to do is you put that in, it allows you to dump some HTML code right into your form. Very useful, very cool. So underneath that is the advanced fields. You click the mouse on that, and expands that one out. This one here, it's got a name, so it automatically puts in a first name, last name field there for you. A date field automatically sticks a date in there for you, a time field, a phone number field, an address field, and with the address field you can choose international, local, US, Canada. It makes it real easy for setting up the address fields because all the fields in one spot. You don't have to create each individual field. Very sweet. Website field for setting your website information, having people put their website information into the form. Their email address, a field to upload files. That one there is actually pretty cool because now they can upload files directly through your form. So you can create a form specifically for uploading files. And with it, you can use it and tell it where to upload the files to in your system. So it's actually pretty cool. Of course, the CAPTCHA, reCAPTCHA stuff. You put a field in there for reCAPTCHA if you're going to use it. Now underneath that is the POST fields. You can actually use Gravity Forms to create web posts on your WordPress blog. I haven't worked through all of these yet, but I just discovered this here tonight while working on a couple other things. It's like, oh my god, this is too cool. You can set it up so if you want to get people creating posts for you via a form, you can do that. And you can have it set the post to automatically publish or draft it or preview it so that make sure you don't get junk on your website. Hey, this is actually pretty cool. You can set it so they put the tags in, the categories, images, custom fields. Oh, it's just too sweet. Lots of really cool stuff there. So anyway, what we'll do here is we go back and we'll start to tell you the fields I specifically used for creating contact form, and then the fields that were used for creating my tell a friend form. And the tell a friend form works actually pretty cool. I kind of enjoyed that. Once I built it, I went and tested it, of course, to make sure it worked the way it was supposed to, and it's like, that's too sweet. Very, very nice. So with the contact field, or contact form, you only have a few fields you use. Of course, you have the top main field, which is what the form's title is. Put something in there like contact me or contact, and then put a description. I'd love to hear if you have filled this form, I'll get in touch. Underneath that, you put the name form, and then of course you make it required. Below that, you put the email field, make that one required. Below that, put the website field so that they give you their website address, make it required. And then you put the message field, make it required. Simple, brilliant, easy. You just add those fields, edit them up, a little bit of editing, you click the edit button on each one, change the descriptions, make them required or not. There's an advanced tab on every field, so you can do some advanced settings. You can change the field size, you can enter a default value that automatically shows up so people know what to fill in. Makes things really easy. You can make it visible to everyone or administrators. You can allow the field to be populated dynamically. In other words, it'll take data to be passed from the form, pre-populated from query string, short code, or hooks. Conditional logic. Now this one here is actually pretty cool. One of my clients I was working on website, he builds these pretty complex forms. But what happens is certain fields will only be displayed if they answer certain questions. So what happens as you build your field with these questions, you go back and you set the conditional logic like show field D, but only if they've answered question C. So if they answer question A but don't answer question C, field D will not show up. And that's a really cool feature. So you can build these complex forms that will do multiple layers of stuff. Another way I use these forms is in a e-commerce store I set up just this past week. And what happens is the commerce store has steps where a person chooses something, makes the purchase, gets transferred to the next step in the process, adds a couple of more additional items, goes to the next step, which asks them about some documentation and some personal information, which is using a Gravity form to collect it. That form is then rolled into the store, and then they're moved on to the next step where it asks more information. Then there's another form which gathers even more personal information or asks them to sign a digital agreement. And that's a Gravity form, and then that is rolled into it, and then it goes on to the next step, which finally takes their billing information and then goes on to collect it all. And in the end, it takes all that information, rolls it together, and then sends it out. So it's very, very sweet in how it rolls all that stuff forward, and you can use Gravity forms to do this. So it's actually pretty cool how it all works. It's quite amazing, actually. and I never realized the power of gravity forms until checking this out. So it's something that's really great, and you should check it out and find out what gravity forms can do for you. Now, real briefly, we'll go through the settings here for doing the telefriend form. The telefriend form's a little different than the contact us form. You create a few fields in it, and what you'll do is, once you've got those fields set up, then you will, wow, got some internet issues here tonight. Got slow internet connection as I'm trying to bring up the field. Should have had that one just sitting there for me. A whole lot of nothing for the next 10 seconds while my websites are loading for some reason. Well, I don't know what happened there, but for some reason... Knock, knock. Hello. Okay, I don't know what happened there, and I also had a break in my recording, so I had to start a second recording here for some reason. Everything is just a little screwy. Gotta love computers. Sometimes beauty, sometimes a big pain in the rumpus. Anyway, we've got it loaded up now. So what's happened is, with the telefriend form, of course, you do the same as before, except the fields you're going to use here for name and friend's name and email and whatnot are slightly different. You use your standard, fill out your information, label the form. Then for your name or their name, you're asking them to fill out their name and then their friend's name. So of course you're going to label it your name and friend's name. And so you use the single line of text for that as a field instead of using the name field, because it's much simpler, cleaner, easier. You're only asking for them to put their name in. The email address, of course you fill that in, put one for them, one for their friends. And then you have them fill in a message. Now at the bottom, you want to collect some information off of that, off of the post that form is showing on. So you have to add a couple of hidden fields. And once you add those hidden fields, then what you have to do is you have to go to the, you have to of course label them. Label one, you put in two hidden fields. You label one as post title, label one as post URL. Now, then what you do is you go into the advanced section of the, say, the post title one, and now you're going to insert a variable. And if you hit the drop-down menu, you'll see this gives you all the variables that are available to you. You can collect the client IP address, the date, the embedded post post page ID, embed the post page title, embed the URL, get the user agent, the referral URL, display name. So what I gather here is you could actually probably use a hidden field to do tracking if you wanted to. So because you could have the hidden field send you some information. It's actually kind of interesting. I'll have to experiment with that. You can also set up a user login info on here. So anyway, there's several things you can do. So anyway, you want to select the embed post page title. And on the post URL one, you want to embed the URL. What that'll do is when you stick this form on the post that you choose, when they send this form off to their friends, it will automatically collect the title of the page along with the URL of the page and send it to their friend. And that's kind of useful because they don't have to try and type it all in. It just gets sent automatically. And of course, they might forget when they do this too. So anyway, but that's only the first step in turning this into a telefriend form. You got to create the form and you place it on the website. But what happens once it's there? If you don't tell the form what to do, it will never get sent out properly. This is where you have to go back to the Edit Forms under the Forms menu. And once you bring that up, excuse me. So anyway, once you go back to the Edit Forms area, once you bring that up there, then what you'll do is you'll go highlight over the telefriend form you've created, and you'll see a menu appear below it. That menu reads from left to right, Edit, Preview, Entries, Notifications, Duplicate, or Delete. Of course, Edit, pretty self-explanatory, edit the form. Preview, pretty self-explanatory, preview the form. Entries, now this one here is tiny bit of explanation needed. What it means is how many times people have submitted this form. Notifications, this one we're going to get into right now. So you click on the notifications, and what this is used for is how that form is sent and where it's sent to. So you can either have that form emailed to the administrators, or you can have it sent to users. Now, if you were doing your contact form, you'd need to have set this up under that and have it sent to your administrators. Forgot to tell you that about the contact form. Under the notification to user, though, that's how we're going to use the tell a friend form. So you're going to enable the email notification to users. Once you check that box, it opens up for some settings for it. Now you're going to set it up like this. Your send to field, where do you want it sent? You're going to set that so you choose the friend's email. You can go to the download thing here and it'll give you the choice, your email or friend's email. You can also have a blind carbon copy sent to yourself. You can have it come from your own email address or from an email address assigned to your specific website. You can have them reply back to your website too if you want to. Below that is the subject. This is where you're going to create the subject line for the email that's being sent to them. You can insert form fields here to create the subject line. For example, I created the following one, you know, inserted the form field, your name, and then thought you would enjoy this posting. What that would be is their friend's name would appear there, and it says thought they would enjoy this posting from my website. Below that, you create the message that goes out to them. Of course, you choose a few fields here for that. I've got hello, and you put their friend's name, and then you put their name, left you this message, and you put the message field in there, so in case they filled out a message in the post form. Below that, you put their friend's name again, thought you would enjoy this post made at, and then you put your website address there so that they can go back and look at that post. And then you put the URL below it. And then, of course, you put your own signature below it. So this is another way for you to get your signature out there and links to your website back to the world. So it's very simple to set up, very easy. You can see Gravity Forms is very simple, yet very powerful tool to aid you in what you want to do with your website, and that is producing a quality website that people will use and share with others out there in the world. So that's all we have for this week's WordPress plugins from A to Z. But before we sign off here, I want to do some thank yous out there to folks for listening. I'm noticing the numbers are growing nicely, my podcast downloads. I'm rather stoked to see that. I'm only on episode 6, but the podcast has been downloaded over a couple of hundred times. So hey, that's pretty exciting to me. I did a podcast before and it never hit these kind of numbers, so I must be doing something right here, or people are having fun making fun of me. So if you're having fun making fun of me, make fun of me on my website. Leave me a comment. I really would like to have some comments. Hey, you leave me a comment, I'll give you a shout out on this podcast. I might even make a comment about you in the posting. Give you a link back to your website. Hey, you never know. Just do something. If you get me through iTunes, please leave some feedback on iTunes. I would love to have some feedback there. If you want to contact me, you can contact me at dragon@johnoverall.com. That's dragon@johnoverall.com. So send me an email. I will respond. I always respond to my emails, especially when they're specifically directed at to me about questions. And if you've got any other questions about WordPress, of course, WordPress is my specialty. I teach WordPress. Set up WordPress, I program WordPress, I drink the Kool-Aid and love WordPress. WordPress, WordPress, WordPress. It is one of the futures of the internet. So, until next time, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Thank you for listening to the WordPress Plugins Podcast from A to Z with John Overall. Have yourself a good day.